We're going?
Slow feel.
Just watch how we're doing.
Slow pace, yeah. Let's
do that. Would you go at that rhythm again, so I'm not starting it off? Like, will you read it just for like a line or two? You know, I was talking to some folks the other day, and I heard them, there was somebody seriously brought up the idea that the world might be flat after all. And I thought to myself, what if the world is flat? What if the world is flat after all? What, if anything, would it mean? Would it alter my steps? Would it change the axis around which I spin? They say it's a spinning sphere, hung like blue marble in black space. But they say lots of things, and it changes like the wind blowing this way and that. They used to say it was flat. Pluto used to be a planet too. Then it was not. Now, who knows? Can someone remind me if eggs are still bad for you? Is it global warming or global cooling or just change now? So hard to keep up between seasons of American Idol and Netflix marathons. And it is hard work whoring myself for the next newest shiny thing they say I must have to be complete. I know. I need to turn on the programming written for my particular demographic to get my bearings. Let's see, what trifle shall I meditate on today? Whose direction will fill my thoughts and be parroted with borrowed words? Am I against Christians or gay people, black or white devils, or the manipulated Mexicans brought in to fill a growing gap? Do I care more about puppies or baby parts? Will I kill you over an idea that you are an idea, a label, and not a soul? Existential unnamed rage projected onto the stereotypes injected into my mind. Or will today be a time to remember that I forgot to feel terrorized by the ones they have created, pissed on and off and financed? 'Cause if I'm angry about flags and fags or pants that sag, I won't consider. It will never enter my mind that perhaps I am asleep, dreaming I am awake in this hall of mirrors. A prison of half-truth and misdirection, held captive by the cage created in my mind. Fighting for the crumbs from Master's table that I have built and even now sustain. Righteous anger aimed amiss is an impotent thing and is no threat to them. It only tightens the noose, and the more I struggle, the less I can breathe. That is why it was said to turn the other cheek. It dissipates their power. They feed off the struggle of the pawns and the knights and the bishops and the royal court who think they are players. But no, they are being played, both king and pawn. The game is played above their heads with pillars and ladders to heaven. Whether one travels a space at a time or the length of the board, it is still on the square, boundaries defined by the makers of the game. Rules and moves defined, determined by demographic, groups magically manipulated by the illusion of averages and statistics. These baby groups cannot think. Only individual souls might consider that there may be better questions that would reveal the real play. A soul might pause and wonder why it is that they ask them for the permission to marry in the first damn place. Or why it is that we seek a right we already possess. A soul may ask how it is that we have surrendered our authority to smiling sorcerers and devils that claim to own this world and us through divine right. Our birthright traded for a bowl of beans, distraction of their fertility rituals and conjured safety. For they promise security and solutions from threats and problems they created. They break my legs and I gratefully accept the crutches they provide from my labor. And I will continue to eat the poisoned food and water they make available, then come flaccid and fat and weak, hat in hand, begging my masters for health care, please. But I will not give a moment's thought to their mass genocide, drug trade, trafficking in children for sex, starvation of tens of thousands because it's convenient, expedient for them. No, never. But I will fight for my right to remain a slave to the business of the one-eyed God they serve. Stay discontent in my little cube as they offer me up as a sacrifice to the Lord of the Rings. But it's all a business, nothing personal. I'm a number, a member of a group, and have grown accustomed to my bondage. My chains may be of iron or gold, yet chains they remain. And I will be on guard to protect my status. It is what I have traded for my empty, grasping, and envious soul. I have become my own prison guard, policing myself and others, ever watchful for the code words that signal a breach in the walls of my demographic. Here it comes, baby. Cracker, nigger, faggot. They change through the years in the current context of culture. They are a function, not a person. But if I'm a statistic, what do I do? What do I know of spells and incantations spoken over me from my birth? Flags and fags and pants that sag are the current code words which elicit the predictable pre-programmed pattern response. I will watch as they change business models based on trends and temperament of slaves. Socialism, capitalism, fascism, communisms are all isms and ocracies, and any will serve them at need. It is all the same game to them, and they need good, ignorant slaves, whatever they call them, or the system de jour. Because, baby, even if one wants to be a good master, they still want to be master. But you know, what if the world is flat after all? What would it mean? Would it alter my steps? I think not. Because my steps come 1 yard at a time either way. I encounter one soul at a time too. I've never met an average or a median or a mean. Men and women and boys and girls given rights by the Creator. Given seeds and water and earth and resources for life in love and grace. Not walking death and slavery. Real change happens in the heart and the mind as we awaken and shake off the webs they weave. They can only do what we allow. It is all a head game played by our leave. Know this. No is the most powerful word. And there is no need to fight anything but the fear and the addiction to what does not satisfy. Anyway. P.S. It's interesting that the UN uses a flat earth map. What's up with that? P.S.S. They said it was flat, then a ball. Now they use a flat map. I wonder what people will do when they tell them the aliens are here to save us. And it's important to submit to transhuman implants. Won't that be so groovy? Bionic man. P-S-S-S. It all sounds crazy when it's first said. It always has, because it's different. You know, it sounded crazy when they told you not to shit your pants anymore, too. Your world was shaking, but you learned to handle your shit different. Late. P-S-S-S-S. The funny and the sad part is that some folks will take more issue with the map and the alien stuff than the slavery they are living. P-S-S-S-S-S. Just remember that if there is fear and a promise of safety, they generated the fear and built the pens for everybody to run into. That, my love, is the real game. But this one wins. P-S-S-S-S-S-S. Perfect love cast out fear. With love from your Creator. Be groovy, baby. Go, boys. In the system. That's a trap too. Baby, look in the mirror and worry about fixing you. Very nice, gentlemen.